straight down the middle. Riddle me this, what's the rest of us supposed to do? I guess the world.
Sponsor this behemoth, this monster of mayhem we call the Rockin' Comedy Show! Zip Fizz Energy Drink brings you Crazy Jay and the Rockin' Comedy Show live coming at you from the 40th next to dumpster number 3. Crazy Jay comes to you from his electric sandbox with all kinds of crazy guests, weird news, Craigslist. We'll come at you with this week. So grab yourself an inflatable dick. Get yourself a tube of Zip Fizz. Cause here he comes, Crazy Jay.
All right, everybody, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are live right up here on the 44th floor, and we're live on errorfm.com because it's Thursday, and we're on .com. That's right, it is the Rocky 183 studio. It's PJ McGuire.
Boom. What's up, Jay?
What's happening?
What's up, everybody? How you doing, man?
You came in here feeling like you might have had a cold. I gave you some Wicked Tango. Oh.
You did give me some and, you know, listen, if you're going to do something.
And you did a shot and went, now you're feeling better.
That's right. All's well with the world today now.
And Derek J. Strowman is also here.
Yes, that's correct. I am here with PJ. That's correct.
And we're going to have some fun today, that's for sure. I've got some tickets to give away to Fright Dome, Bonnie Screams, and The Asylum, because I love Halloween.
Yes, you do.
I love for people getting scared. So give us a call, 702-600-4204. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Rockin' Comedy Show, 7 o'clock. So we will not be on at 3 tomorrow. We'll be on at 7 o'clock.
There you go. You got shit to do. You got people to scare.
People to scare tonight. Tonight.
You live for this month, don't you?
Hopefully, I'll have more girls tell me that if I scare them, they're going to punch me in the cunt.
When the girl tells you that, you got to be impressed. Bitch is ready to get it on. The C word to the woman is like, we're fighting.
I love you get a group of girls, like 6, and they're all hugging each other as they're walking through. It's like, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get scared. But it's even better when one of them, like, come on, Marsha. Like, and then...
Hey, because they open their yapper.
Like, yeah. But, like, what gets me is the people that walk in there and they're texting. It's like, you spent $25 to come in here. Don't you want the experience to be
That's scared? How stupid people are.
Yeah.
You have to tell them when they go in to put your fucking phone away for 15 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever the show is, and then you can go back to whatever your ridiculous Facebook post is.
And now they like to turn their flashlights on their phone when they're in the dark rooms. Really?
Wow. Yeah, you're bringing a flashlight to... So you should have your own flashlight. As soon as they blast the owner, just blast them in the eyeball. Blow, hey, turn the shit off. We're working it.
I want one of them air horns. So every
that would be awesome.
That would be great. What? Those are so cheap, dude. And you get it on your phone.
Yeah.
Totally. Really fucking obnoxious. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the poor man's speakers for the iPhone? Do you got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Roll of toilet paper? Do you know, it's perfect. It's, so you can make something for 12 cents in your bachelor pad. And it would be loud as shit.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah, so, that'd be great. So,
I'm working the 31 Freak Street Maze, which is great because it's got Jason in there, Michael Myers, Leatherface. It's fantastic. Ooh.
I'm not a fan.
So come on out to Bonnie Screams and...
They do it up right out there, man. They really... Bonnie Springs is amazing.
It's scary anyway.
Yeah.
Any time of the
day. It's dark as shit out there.
Yeah, so yes. At night, you add those extra little elements out there.
So can you, since we're live on the air, what's your costume? What are you dressed up as?
I'm a zombie.
You're a zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie. Gotcha.
Zombie. Out there on the trail.
So do you your own makeup?
Yes.
So you got to get out there a little early so you can look what the phrasing is. I'm
undead.
Sorry.
Would
undead.
Be good.
Yes. The undead. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Derek Stroman. I'm not a...
I don't know.
Well, you guys... Hopefully you guys will be coming to my Halloween party on the 25th.
Where's that going to be located?
My house.
Where's your... Oh. No. Nothing. I'm thinking about two different things.
Okay.
One for the air, one not. Nice. So, you're
a zombie party.
Nice. A zombie party. What
I don't have to come as a zombie.
Yeah, like. Can I just show up? We make your driveway look better. I got to tell you, your driveway right now is looking the sexiest it ever has for any show. If you know, if the 44th floor parking.
Why is that?
Because there's a Mercedes and a BMW in it right now.
Yeah, that's not going to call suspicion.
No, I'm just saying, if you ever did look like a drug house, right now is the one.
Looks like a
if a 44th floor was suspect.
That's the building next door.
And yes. In case you can't tell by the radio and might not the rest of the show, Derek J. Stroman is black.
He is?
Well... Only by pigment.
I thought it was just a shadowing here in the studio.
By pigmentology, he's a bit of measure. He's as...
So the World Series of Comedy was when I last saw you guys.
Yes.
Yes. At Tuscany.
Ty Riviera won the whole thing.
Yeah, Ty's a funny motherfucker.
Well, the final three was great.
Dude, yeah, those shows were great.
Trix was amazing.
Yeah. Right. Way before the finals, those shows were fucking good. And that's the truth. Those, all of the semifinals were, the awesome Friday night show, holy shit.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, just the level of talent of that thing now is crazy good. And that's who you expect to win is somebody like Ty, TV star, you know, is a headliner already. And that's who always wins. It's people that have been doing it for a while and are really funny.
And they're out there working.
Yeah, that's
right.
They got
their stuff together.
They got their shit together. They're working. They're really funny. I mean, listen, that's what it boils down to. Those people are...
Well, I mean, I enjoyed working it. That was fun.
You put a good show on. It was fun with you, Lenny, and we had a good time.
Some days we had a line of comics before we were even set up.
That's good.
Yeah,
everybody's there to do a little press, and you guys were good. Lenny was fun.
He was all right.
Yeah, well, he was fun.
Lenny was Lenny.
He was fun. Fine.
Some of those comics.
He was funny as I allowed him to be.
There you go.
Gotcha.
As funny as you directed.
Yeah. He's not here to say otherwise.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, it was great. It was a good time.
So. It really was. What a good show. And for those of you who don't know about it, go check it out. And, I'm a chance at winning. I'm happy if I get picked.
Well, that's a good attitude, PJ.
No, it's all about, listen, it's all about networking. Contests are bullshit. All contests are bullshit. It's somebody's judging art.
which is fucking retarded. Because if you put a painting up in front of me, it might be worth $50 million and I could give two shits. So it's somebody's judging art. So as long as you go into it with the right attitude, it's really about the networking and meeting people. There's bookers and comics and club owners and people that can get you work and people that'll help you later get you work and people that want to help you with your career now. And it's just those kind of folks all in one spot. So you go there, you spend your money for that, not really for the contest. You know, the contest, if you do well, then good for you, you know, but...
Correct. There's a lot of people that have not advanced in that contest and have got work.
Oh, yeah. Winning has nothing to do with working out of that deal.
Right. Because you talk to the brokers and you do all that stuff.
Yeah, you get work. And there was a guy in the finals that had Asperger disease. And I didn't really know what it was. And then I looked it up. And it's a real disease. It's Asperger's disease. And I never knew what it was. And then I looked it up. And that person is socially awkward. That's the kind of guy that can't even...
Really? But he has a set...
You know why? Because part of the thing of Asperger's disease is not being... not acknowledging your audience or the people around you. So as a comic... That works perfect.
He just ignores them and does
his
thing.
Ignore it and you just do your thing and you don't care if they laugh or not. Well, and it works perfect.
Sounds like every set.
And after I read it, I was like, damn, that is perfect for a comic. Every comic should have a bit of Asperger's.
Nice.
Yes.
Derek Stroman advocating some form of mental retardation for comedians. Hey,
if you got it.
No, absolutely right.
Hey.
Right. True story.
Yes.
We got a comic right now who's never, he just went up his first time the other day. And Gallagher has, and
Gallagher gives
story. Some good and some not so good. This dude has one nut. And Gallagher goes, you should never talk about it. And me and the other comics are going, are you kidding? That's the opening line. That's your first 5-minute bit. It's about your one nut. Are you kidding? That'd be hysterical. You and everybody would laugh. So whatever. Everybody has advice.
Why would he even disclose that he has one nut? Like,
well, who cares?
He's a comic.
Well, yeah, right. He's fucking mentally.
The joke is there.
Right, didn't you?
Yeah, but how would you only know you have one nut?
How would you know?
Yeah, how would you know?
Because you're not familiar with the ball sack, having a dough, a pear. You're not familiar with that? You don't think an 8-year-old, he fucking came out grabbing his shit and asked his mommy, Mommy, what's wrong with us?
I don't know. Maybe I asked that question because
he's not the he's not the only comic.
Correct.
Has
correct.
One lun- one.
Well, guys, I'd have one nut.
All right, here we go.
Jay goes right to it. I'm here. I'm here for fodder.
All my days, disgrace. I'm afraid to show my face. Take off my underwear. It's born like a halfway neutered heaven man. It's a part of me that just ain't there. Please don't stare. Well, I'm a you have angels. There must feel so sad. He's a lonely man. Well, I'm a marathon runner with just one leg. I'm a fallopian tube with just one egg. Oh, I want another testy. Do I have to beg or be half a man?
but it's over. Stephen Lynch.
That was a beautiful song, man. And he didn't say the word nut throughout that whole
he
song.
He didn't need to.
Dude, the nut was implied.
The nut was implied.
Nut was too easy.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, a couple of those, you really saw them coming. You're like, you know.
He's too brilliant to do that.
Yeah. There's a couple other. This particular comic named off two or three of the other ones. He said one never talks about it. Stephen Lynch, I think he said, talks about it, no problem. So I'm sure Stephen does a bit in his act besides singing that song. That song's really good. I'm shocked that you would have a song for that.
Well, Nut?
Yeah.
Here's the first song Stephen Lynch got in trouble for on his first album, and the ASPCA made him pull it.
Ugh.
So then he hit it and made it a mystery track.
Yeah, that's right.
Took it off the back so it wasn't on there. Later, the reprints didn't have it, but here it is. It's called Kill a Kitten.
Life makes you feel like quitting. It helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, 'cause from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten.
by Stephen Lynch. That one for Shannon One-Liner, who is a huge Stephen Lynch fan and loves listening to the Rock and Comedy Show because we always play
Stephen Lynch stuff. Good for you. I thought those songs have some high production value.
He does seem to knock some pretty good ones out.
Yes, he does.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are live on the 44th floor. Coming up, bam, Best of Craigslist.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Yeah, we're also going to play...
Well, that is. Are you making shit up now, bastard?
No, it's a game. We've been playing it.
All right.
So we got Would You Rather, and we've got tickets to give away to Bonnie Screams,
yes,
The Fright Dome, or The Asylum. So your choice. All you have to do is call 702-600-4204. We've been given a ton of tickets away for Bonnie Screams for tomorrow night, because we'll be out there.
How late's it open tomorrow night?
Midnight.
$5 to go get
tomorrow's Friday. It's open until 2.
To go get punched in the cunt. It costs $25.
No, I'll get punched in the cunt.
Oh, so I can go punch somebody in the cunt for $25?
Well, they don't really encourage you to punch anybody.
Oh. That was a member of the public taking things on their own.
That was a reaction of, you better not scare me. Okay, well, why'd you pay $25 to come in here and be scared?
No shit.
2 years ago, when we were doing the Pod Magic Show, which is like 35 minutes, to at least one haunt by the time we get back from the break, Rebecca went through one, and we were halfway through, and she goes, oh my God, if somebody scares me, I'm going to piss myself. I'm literally going to piss myself. She pissed herself.
Oh.
And we actually have pictures of it. Yeah, and we screamed. They still remember. We did the staff meeting and everything this year, and they're like, 2 years ago, we had a woman piss herself. I'm like, yeah, that was my co-host.
Yeah. I brought the pissinator. Yeah. I brought the urination princess. Do you remember? She was wearing the wet fucking wet crown.
There was a guy chasing her with a chainsaw.
The golden shower cap.
she picked up my friend in front of her. That normally she would not be able to, you know, pick up because, you know, Rebecca's not a big person. But this guy's chasing her with the chainsaw, and she picked my friend up and moved her out of the way and then pissed herself.
Oh, God.
It was awesome.
<'cause it's>
like she wouldn't even add a toilet since she peed herself. She's like, look, I peed. And she bent over and Spaz like took a picture of it. It was awesome.
Oh, it's your money's worth. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get your money's worth. $25, you can go in there repeatedly. Like some of these other ones, once you pay to go through like the Freakling Brothers, it's like $20 and it's for 3 haunts. That's it. You're done. At least if you go out there, you can do them multiple times.
Right.
And there's a saloon, so you can...
Yeah,
you can
there's drink. A nice bar out there.
Yeah, it's great. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Breaking news.
Ring of murders.
A killer is on the loose.
Violent murders.
A manhunt has begun.
We'll hunt this man down.
Several are the lucky ones died quick. The election.
This features to bring the notorious Las Vegas. For 11 years, there has been safety in numbers. You've been able to hide behind your friends. For the first time ever, Fright Dome owner Jason Eakin has 6 haunted houses. And this one, you're going through alone. Will you become the next victim to the Fright Dome collection?
There's a reason Fright Dome is one of the top 5 haunted attractions in the nation. Thrill rides, extreme scare zones, live shows, and much more. Don't miss opening night, Thursday, October 3rd. Discount coupons can be found at all participating Albertsons, Del Taco, Fabulous Freddy's, and Domino's locations. Visit FrightDome.com for more details. Not suitable for children under 12.
And experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Road Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get 3 races for $25. How much? I said $25. Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You got them.
Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.com or www.rockincomedyshow.com.
Don't you even think of leaving yet. This has even begun.
So you fancy yourself a songwriter, do you? Well, we're looking for the best, scariest Halloween song. You can offer 2 at Juan's Flaming Canto, 2 tickets to Bonnie Screams, and a shirt from Wicked Tango.
Your nightmare is about to begin.
2 seconds in duration. The last day to turn in your submission is October 18th. We will announce the winner on October 22nd. Now get your head out of your ass and start writing.
Chaz from the Rockin' Comedy Show. Now, we've all had those nights a little too tight, and we all dread what it's going to be like the next morning. But let me tell you, all you need is Hangover Joe's Get Up and Go, the Hangover Recovery Shot. I promise that this will get you off the sidelines and back into the game here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. And get up and go and get over it. Get Hangover Joe's The Hangover Recovery Shot. Because there are times when we've all tied one on a little too tight.
A little too tight. Someone please tell me what I did last night. Woke up this morning in another strange room.
Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back live on the 44th floor. We're also live on Radio FUBAR. And because it's Thursday, we're live on errorfm.com on rockincomedyshow.com. No, you don't. They've been gone for a week.
What?
Yes. We don't know where they
it's
went.
Still the dumpster.
It might
the
be dumpster the dumpster.
The dumpster still smells.
They filled the dumpster before they left. And,
actually, I don't think my nose is clearing up based on the whiskey.
We know it's on your feet because you got the flip-flops on.
Besides, I don't have stinky feet.
Derek's made that perfectly.
I don't have stinky feet.
Do you have to remind me? Now, when you said that, I immediately looked down.
Look, this motherfucker for radio, he's wearing Uggs. It's like, come on now. Come, Jay.
I get to the 44th floor here. What, did you fly here with your flip-flops on?
You know, my BMW has a heater.
Okay, you have a heater on your foot?
Actually, yes. That car's fucking amazing, dude. That car actually puts a heater. You know, which, what car does that? Right. Like, you know, too hot, but your feet are cold. That car's bad. At. Don't you fuck with my car. Yeah, you're driving one just as nice.
It doesn't matter.
That car, your car tickles your ass.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, if I didn't have my shoes on, I would want an Asian lady down there massaging my feet while I drive.
Ooh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls.
No, I like it.
Row, I reckon.
Jar of belly button lift for free. I got it on Craigslist. Oh, yeah. The new name, Si. He's my favorite pie. I found him up on Craigslist. It's time for Craigslist. On the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's time for the best of Craigslist on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Rockin' Comedy Show. Time for
BJ McGuire's favorite segment.
I love this shit. What's the over-under today? Okay. No, not Craigslist. That's in the news.
That's the news. We had the all-togethers on the other day, and they were Ken loves Best of Craigslist, but he only ever hears the show when we do it at home because he's a guest. He's in and he's out. So I asked him the other day, we're going to do Best of Craigslist. Want to stick around? Hells yeah!
Those guys are fucking good. They just got back from a big tour.
Playing tonight.
They're so good. Going on. I did two shows last night. I did Anderson's last night. I did the Las Vegas Hilton last night. I'm sorry, the LVH. Well, they're doing some cool shit at that hotel, man. Vince Neil's got some his new tattoo places in there, and they got that branded up going all over the place.
Plus his taco place he's got in there.
Always a pretty hip place anyways, and because it's not the Hilton anymore, I can tell you that. Raiding the Rock Vault, Anthony Padilla Show, Comedy After Dark's great.
Carlos Oscar now is coming in there.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
No, I know. And I've not heard of him, but Bill Cosby's talking good about him. He must be clean then.
When I worked at the Improv back in California, he used to do a lot of headlining over there.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's really good.
Wow. So good. Wow.
And they got Mosaic over
there now.
He
looks young as shit, too.
And, of course, starting the 18th of this month for the From Foreigner joining Raiding the Rock. Last time I was there, I saw John Anderson from... Yes was their special guest.
There were still signs up in the place about that. So.
Yeah, because it's a double bill because him and then Lou Graham's coming in next.
Yep.
If you want to go with Lou Graham, I'll get you tickets. It's
That's, you know what? It's, I work so goddamn much. I would like to go to some of these shows, but it's like,
it, you,
if I'm out, and
you
I,
should really
I should go.
It's every night, but Wednesday and Thursday.
Nice. It looks like a hoot, and I know it, you keep saying it's really
so
good.
It's so good. Yeah. It's, if you, I mean, you love really good rock.
I do. Yeah. Well, that's all my kind of shit. Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
good. It's good. Yeah,
you're already.
Thank you. I appreciate
you ever been to Metallica?
Never.
If I take you, will you go?
Absolutely.
Okay. I took him to NASCAR. So I'm trying to, I'm attempting to rub, I'm gonna rub him down to the whiteness.
People that like NASCAR.
I know, but for black people, you have to almost convince them. It's like, I promise, there's nobody, the Ku Klux Klan doesn't hold meetings at the track. You know, there's a couple of rebel flags because there's fucking stupid fucking rednickies assholes everywhere. But you know what I mean? It's a cool place. And plus, it's Vegas. Vegas just has a different vibe. I don't know what it is about it, but the guys on the East Coast are giving me shit because I tell a story about how I've been to so many races, but I've never seen a fight. I've been to enough races, I've seen 3 million fans, okay? I've never seen a fight. This is the drunkest rednecks you can put in one spot. Nobody's squabbing nobody over nothing. Right? You can't go to a girls' softball game on a Thursday and not see somebody fighting somebody's ass over some shit, right? NASCAR is super family-friendly, so, and rookies. So black, white, I don't give a shit. If you've never seen, even if you're not into it, you go someplace with 150,000, 200,000 people, it's pretty fucking impressive. It's exciting, you know what I mean? You don't have to be a huge Ohio State Buckeyes fan to know if somebody takes you to a ball game with them and the Cornhuskers, you're in for a pretty good time. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit about it, but that's a couple hundred thousand people having a goddamn party. So anyways.
All right. Best of Craigslist. C. Titled, A Really Smart Doormat. This is actually pretty good. You're going to like this one. My wife needs a man, and not just any man. Oh, no. She needs a man who is very handsome, very accomplished, highly educated, very articulate, reasonably wealthy, and who is a good listener. Here's the kicker. You must have so little self-esteem that being completely submissive comes to you as naturally as the way a light turns off when somebody hits the switch and then comes on again when a certain someone changes. Hours and hours of antiquing on beautiful summer days and offering meanliest approval of others' purchases? Hey, good!
Wow.
Do you like being asked about home decorating selections by someone who has no intention of actually taking your opinions? Very good. You're on a roll.
I heard a name for that. It's called an ask-hole. That person that asks you and asks you for advice but never takes it? It's an ask.
Do you mind being your friendships and foregoing the chance to make new ones? Hey, excellent! I think he might be a little bitter.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. Would it bother you if long-held plans that you were kind of looking forward to are routinely abandoned without notice? No, of course you wouldn't. Hey, you're really rocking now. Those pots and pans you were told to remove from the dishwasher, like you weren't actually planning on putting them somewhere without first consulting someone, were you? Okay, good. Do you have the ability to nod and utter actually appropriate moments for actually asking or saying anything? You can't try and avoid this by listening to your iPod on long car trips. I've tried this. It does not work. I have two busted pairs of earphones to show for it. She sounds great.
She sounds like a winner.
If you have all the qualities and promises to be a decent role model to my children, I'll bankroll you in a comfortable lifestyle at a level to be determined by my wife's yet-to-be-hired lawyer. You'll enjoy a four-bedroom suburban nice kitchen. You'll have your own space, and you'll have a small, yappy little dog with bad breath that is yours to walk on rhinestone-studded hot pink leashes first thing every morning, and then for the last thing you'll do at night. You'll have a one-acre lawn to keep manicured. Neglect it at your peril and find out what happens. After the holidays are gone, so am I. You can reach me by satellite phone. I'll be on the deck of a leaky old bass boat off the coast of Florida, drinking a Corona and listening to some Jimmy Buff. Other than the balance of my... Oh, I almost forgot. There will be no sex, like none. If you're interested, hit me up with an email and I'll get you all fixed up.
See, these are the letters you're supposed to write and never send.
Right. Right. But they post.
They miss that little...
From the titled Penis Rays.
Penis Rays.
Penis Rays.
I say call that Sapphire.
Penis raise. I, the penis, hereby request a raise in the salary for the following reasons. So this was written by somebody's penis requesting a raise.
Was it somebody's penis with an opposing thumb?
I do physical labor. I work at my head first. I do not or public holidays. I work in damp environment. I don't get paid overtime or shift penalties. I work in a dark workplace that has poor ventilation. I work...
I'm always looking for a well-ventilated pussy. Where's the vent?
I work in high temperatures. My work exposes me to contagious diseases. Response from human resources. You do not work 8 hours straight.
No, you don't.
You fall asleep on the job after brief work periods. You do not always follow the orders of the management team. Wow. I told you they're good today. You do not stay in your assigned position and often visit other unauthorized areas.
Should be clearly marked.
You look at a lot of non-rostered breaks. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
You do not take initiative. You need to be pursued and stimulated in order to start work. Pursued.
Yes.
At the end of your shift.
Paint one fucking mirror.
Always observe proper measures such as wearing the correct protective outfits. You don't like working double shifts.
Depends on what she looks like.
You sometimes leave your assigned position before you have completed your work. I'm out. And then finally, and if you were not at all, you have been seen constantly in two suspicious looking bags. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good today.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that one.
Yeah. The management team, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Stroma needs another shot. He's a little tired today. What time did you have to get up for your morning work?
7.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Good stuff.
I remember back in the day when I used to think 7 o'clock was sleeping in. Horror fucking movie. Like, what time do I have to get? 7?
How did I
fuck
ever do
me.
That? Yeah.
I'm fucking terrible.
And our final one from New York and for women's section. You shot me after I got hit by. I was dressed in all black as a dead like me grim reaper. I skated across the street and got hit by a white van. You had light, short hair and took at least 5 pictures of me after the accident. Someone asked if you should stop because it was insane. Some odd reason. There you go.
Yes.
Yes. Last October, you were looking for some pictures.
Yeah.
Not what did you have for breakfast today, because I can't fucking remember that shit. But
last week,
how about some shit you snapped off with your phone? Whatever.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do... be fun.
Worried. I got one of
those. Nothing painful.
We'll be back.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. Tina, ready, rock, got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill. Buggin', Cole having a ball was the movie we saw. The one real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, I heard this awful voice coming from,
"Now you must die."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by,
"We got a lot of work here, Prince, you and I will play. Body and I got the brain."
I said, "Yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt." Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, "Please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week." On his shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy." He got my shirt. I laughed at first, thinking a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, "Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed, pulled the covers up over my head, said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my... Oh, man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Jeff, listen to me. Don't let...
Long before he was Will Smith, Nightmare on My Street. You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We're live right here at rockincomedyshow.com, as well as Radio Fubar, Error FM. We're also on Shoutcast, Winamp, Roku, Blueberry, yeah, we're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Coming up this Sunday night, 7 p.m. Pacific work, it's Bar Rescue. That's right, Bar Remodeled the Underworld.
Are you on that show?
I haven't seen the final edit yet.
Nice.
So we'll see how it
is. As seen on Bar Rescue, yes. Crazy J.
What night is that coming on? Sunday night.
Is it Sunday the regular show, so at 9?
Yeah, well,
I don't watch TV.
DirecTV shows get you at all times.
Good.
Like 6, 7, 9,
I
whatever.
Definitely want to see that one.
Yeah, it's good.
It better be better than Bar Rescue on the 702.
Oh, dude, they did such a great job on The Underworld. Now it's called The End.
It's called
The
Rebranding.
Same owners, and they
go check it out. How's the business? Have they got any?
Every time I've gone in there recently, they've got a brand new kitchen in there, and all new menu, and sound system was installed. And
is there butts and seats?
There's butts and seats.
There you go.
That's hope it's better than 702 Bar Rescue. Like I said, because just recently I went to 702. They had a Bar Rescue about 7 months ago.
It looks nice in there.
It looks the same.
No, it does not look the same. It used to be a beach theme in there.
Okay, they took down the surfboard and they put black paint up, Jay.
No, there was a couple steps to go up under.
Listen,
the
ladies,
hey, you shut
up. Don't worry about it.
I'll turn your mic off. And I'll give you the same punishment I gave Lenny. He could only say certain words.
Windsor Hill!
Windsor speaking!
Windsor speaking!
Okay.
But we are about to play... Would you rather? And we're waiting for Shannon One-Liner to call in, 702-600-4204. She will also play. You want to do either one. You have to pick.
I want to punch you in your fucking...
Cunt.
Yes.
Would you rather take a
Listen,
punch to the
I'm
cunt?
I'm trying to work clean here. I'm opening for Louie now. No, I'm not.
consider that dream canceled.
I shan't say ass anymore. Yeah, no shit. Crushes dreams.
But joining us on the phone line right now, is this Shannon One-Liner?
Yes, it is.
Hello. The host of Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast.
Bang.
Bang.
Hey, how are you?
So, the media was during our Sunset Thomas contest trying to get come and have his date with Sunset Thomas.
Very nice. She works. Yeah. She works hard.
Do we have a picture of her that we can put up sometimes?
I have plenty of pictures of her.
Hey.
Don't worry, Shannon. I'm married. Don't worry about me.
And.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
And your point is?
She's like, how black?
Yeah, is he Kanye black or is he Will Smith black? Is he like Seal? Because I don't like that fucked up face. Is his face all fucked up like Seal and real dark like? No. I don't like that.
Anyway, we're going to play Would You Rather, and PJ's new to this, so he's not quite sure how it works. Some questions, not so gross. Some questions, pretty bad. It's just a random draw of questions.
Oh, lucky.
And you cannot say, I'm not doing that. You have to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So with the idea, and then we'll go around.
Okay.
Shannon, with Would You Rather, pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down?
I'm going to have to say pee every time I stand up. I think that would be way easier to contain, and it would come in handy because, say, you're sitting down at work and your boss comes around. They're like, have you filed those reports yet? You just stand up and they're like, yeah, they're right here, and you piss on your boss.
So she's already working as an hour. Yeah, it's not a socially awkward thing.
She's already thought about it.
How can I get the hell out of work? I like it.
Wow.
PJ, would you rather... pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down?
I think I'd rather shit every time I sit. A sit shitter. Mobile. I can move. I can get around. I can where I
that sit. Means you could just sit on the couch and poop.
Well, I would have to have a special couch that rolled out into some porcelain. You know, and a fucking Playboy rack or something. I don't know, but we could work it.
DJ Strowman?
I'm going to be with Shannon on this one. I'd rather pee every time I stand up. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Because if that wasn't true, I would be pooping right now because I am sitting down.
I am catching a whiff. I was thinking it was the Korean taco plan, but yeah, it could be a black man in some Kentucky Fried Chicken or something. I don't know. Could be.
All right, Shannon, would you rather eat chocolate pudding that tastes like shit?
Oh, shit, that tastes feed Kenya. I could save all the children in Syria and, like, eat my chocolate bear and shit. No one will starve. And I would have to eat a lot more pizza or Taco Bell so I could shit more prolifically, but I could solve the world's problems.
Just think of the money we could make on your website. Just think of the scat porn we would make. The actors would be around me. Shit upon me.
PJ, your answer?
I'm going to go with the eating the shit that tastes like chocolate pudding for sure.
Derek, I think this is an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with eating the shit that tastes like chocolate pudding, especially if it comes out of Shannon's ass.
I'd eat the corn out of here, Shannon.
I mean, I've never tasted my own shit, so you can give it a go. It might taste like that.
Would you do some where can we send you a menu for a month or two? Will you like, because I'm like a grain-fed beef kind of guy, so, you know, you'd have to avoid some 7-Eleven stuff. You know, I'd want you on organics for 6 weeks minimum, maybe a juice fast right near the end. Just a few little stipulations, but we could do this. Let's do this.
And I'm doing this sight on scene, Shannon. I haven't seen you yet, and now I'm doing this sight on scene. So.
She sounds cute, which is the first fucking your own sword.
All right. Would you rather eat a used tampon or a little bit of diarrhea?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because they both sound equally as delicious. Oh.
I just want to make a cup of tea, right? Tomato?
No. Well, you know. Use the tampon
mine or someone else's?
It didn't say, so it just said a tampon.
Fill in the blank, Shannon. Come on, Jesus Christ.
I can tell you it's not my tampon.
Yeah. Yes. Derek is a much more of a pad kind of guy. Much, much more of a pad.
I I'm going to go with the used tampon because fecal matter has a lot of bacteria in it that can make you very sick. I'm
but
sure
you were just
going to
eat poop. But you were just going to eat poop.
No, I said my poop would taste like.
Oh, okay, well.
She's working a fucking way to actually get a mouth, a spoonful of shit in her mouth.
What about you, PJ? Tampon or diarrhea?
Oh, listen, I'm going to go with diarrhea because my guess is in our lifetime, everybody's eaten some fucking really disgusting, disturbing stuff, so you would never know. So a little bit of diarrhea. I'm not chewing on a fucking used rag, sorry. Ain't happening.
Well, I'm going with the tampon because I've probably done that before because I probably have eaten a girl out.
That's why he has
get a bucket.
That's why Derek has a fascination for copper paint.
Bring me a bucket and one of them KFC scratch, peel them off wet napkins. That's all I need. We can do this.
Oh, that's so hot.
That's where we lost her. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, Jesus. She said that was hot.
Oh, is that what she
yeah.
said?
You didn't lose her.
Yes.
There's a bit of sarcasm in my tongue.
You did not lose her. Would you rather, Shannon, get raped by a walrus?
I don't know how I would rape a chicken, but I'd probably rape a chicken if I could. I'm not sure what...
You could fist it, I guess.
Rape is putting any part of me into a chicken, put like a finger in a chicken butt. Shit out of that chicken.
As if she's done it before. I'm with her on this one. I'm going to be the raper, not the rapee. So I... pick rape a chicken.
Rape a chicken.
Because KFC's been raping.
I did churches yesterday. With some churches I've seen this town are near the ghetto, but that's some damn good chicken.
They churches. Got weird parts in churches.
Churches has weird parts?
Yeah. What parts of chicken.
What are you? What?
Food.
Right. Yeah. So what? But you that, chicken fingers and a biscuit. Let's do this.
Their chicken parts are unusual at churches, fried chicken. And people out there in Radio Land will know what I'm talking
you can
about.
Get, can't you just get I a fucking wing?
It. Dude, they're
you could order some gears. You could order some shiz.
Oh, boy. Their chicken
let,
parts
Let's
are,
keep this going.
Yeah, oh, no.
Would you rather sleep with a or the ugliest person in the world still alive and
this God. Might be the grossest one we've come to so
that's
far.
Brutal
because there's some ugly fucking people.
I mean, that's it. The ugly really like really, so
vomit
ugly,
a little
like,
actually if you saw the ugliest person in the world.
Yeah, I think I'm picturing like live exposed boils and then the freshly dead
skin
person
tags.
And like
think
at
Jay
least
is
Morris,
a zombie.
So you know that I can achieve a hard on.
So,
I'm going to say fresh lifetime.
The look you just put is amazing.
That's so hot.
That's so hot. PJ, freshly dead or ugliest person in the world?
Dead, because I've seen some fucking. I want to listen. They're not moving. I got my space.
Vegas
I got their
is
space.
The home.
Yes, well, listen, I went to remember Alice the Goon from the cartoons. She wore a fucking hat with one flower on it. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Alice the Goon. She was a girl. Oh, my God, dude. This fucking girl looked just like her. And her parents were two troll-like beasts. Unbelievable. So, no, dead people. Ugly people are disturbing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the dead person. That's pretty much easy because the ugly person can still have sex with them and the dead person...
Oh, my God.
All right. Would you rather... eat a pube sandwich or drink a vomit milkshake.
Oh,
fuck. Oh,
it starts nice.
Definitely. This takes zero thought on my behalf. I would drink a vomit milkshake because I don't think I could swallow a mouthful of pubes. I had braces and I know how that is and I know my capabilities.
This room knows nothing about no braces.
I take the vomit milkshake.
Oh. No.
What are you doing, PJ?
I'm quitting this game.
You can't. You gotta.
I'm leaving in protest.
No, you gotta pick one.
Oh, fuck me.
Which one, man? Come on.
It's not like you really have to do it.
Shut up. It's a good fucking thing, too,
yeah,
because I couldn't.
It's like drinking a vomit milkshake already.
Oh, fuck. Pubes.
I'm doing the pubes. I'm definitely.
So two for the milkshake.
Two for the pubes.
Two for the pubes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. So our last round.
Oh, thank God. Because
I'm not hungry ever.
Which movie would you rather this happen to you? Final Destination or Saw?
Ooh, Final Destination. So it's over quick. I don't want anyone playing with my brain. Like, the dead guy that you think is dead gets up at the end of Saw, and you're just like, what? Like, just kill me in a plane crash or something. Oh, my God.
Jigsaw's puzzles correctly, you could still get out alive and not die.
Yeah. Fuck that. It's too much of a gamble. Do you have any idea how lazy I am? I want to die sitting down, strapped in a plane with a cocktail in my hand, eating some shitty airline food.
Not like, chewing your really fucking arm off that?
Yeah. Sissy.
Fucking leave your county already. What a puss. Jesus Christ.
I say Saw. What do you say?
Final Destination.
I say Saw.
All right.
Because I want to live.
You're not going to fucking live. Have you seen this fucking movie? You're going to chew your goddamn arm off. You're 57.
Because it has hair underneath, and I think I have pubes.
Vomit sandwiches.
So it'll be three of those together.
And you could rape it. You could rape your bloody vomited armpits.
Continuing on.
Then Jay will punch you in the cunt.
Isn't our anniversary already? Date night.
Would you rather, Shannon, have sex with a walrus or never have sex again?
Never have sex again, because at least I can still, like, do myself.
No,
vagina.
But that's having sex.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't even be able to masturbate.
What's it with the walrus? Somebody's got a walrus fetish today.
After fornication with a walrus, would I be able to continue on with a normal sex life of people, or am I...
It didn't say it had to be multiple times, just once.
Okay, well, then I'll go with the walrus and hope for the best for my vagina.
Jay, is your middle name a W? I'm just, okay, never mind.
You don't always have to try and be funny. Hey, Jay, would you rather have,
I think I'm never having sex again.
I'm going to have sex with a walrus.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, man, because I may not even have sex with the walrus.
A walrus is fucking you in your ass.
No, I'm having sex with the walrus.
No. So you're getting pounded in the ass by
even better because the walrus can't speak. That's even better because the walrus can't speak English and he can't tell anybody.
It'll just be our little secret.
Just between you and your walrus. You guys get Craigslist back and forth, you know.
So this next one, Shannon can't answer, so it's only for PJ and Derek.
Oh, God.
Would you rather shove a piece of glass or shove a string of them out? Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Which one's
nothing here is good.
I'll take this one first. Being that PJ is very uncomfortable right now with his flip-flops on, I will take this one first, and this is an easy no-brainer for me. I will shove some nails up my ass and rip it out before I ruin my dick. Okay? Because I don't think my wife is going to mind if my asshole is not working, but she will be upset if my dick don't work.
Okay.
And of course, if you just got raped by a walrus, you've got a big gaping hole to shove the nails up.
Well, your wife could drive a fucking truck up your ass. It'd be fucking great. I guess pee. No, I take it back. Fucking eat. But I'm going to have to drink water and I'll have to take a leak. So, I'm not even worried about sex. I'm just thinking about...
You rip the nails out. It's going to be quick and
quick
it'll be over.
And rusty and fucking wonderful.
Now, this one's just for Shannon to answer.
Okay.
Would you rather sleep with your dad once a month or kill your mother?
Oh, kill my mother.
Oh, my God.
Quick, boom. Look, the walrus, they being... kill mom. Done.
Wow, I didn't think that Shannon was going to say that.
Do you realize how many minutes I would save on my fucking set?
How much less therapy you would have to attend.
Yeah.
Shit.
How many holidays you could enjoy abroad.
So easy. Keep on coming. I'm nailing this test.
This is for everyone. Would you rather cut your eyelids off with scissors or pull your teeth out one by one with a wrench?
Eyelids. That would be far less painful and quick.
Oh.
I think that would probably be less painful.
I think so, too. I go eyelids.
I don't know, like, if you would be able to do it, because it would be, once you get eyelids, it's going to be...
Oh, that's the show I've ever been on, I got to tell you.
No, this show's fantastic.
This show is, I don't
what
know.
Shannon, what does Shannon say?
Shannon said eyes.
She said eyes.
What did you say?
Eyes.
Yeah, eyelids.
He's pulling his own teeth out.
I pulled my tooth out.
He just fucked would you up. Would you rather...
Shannon, by the way, I just pulled my tooth out, by the way. You didn't see that.
He just popped his fake-ass gold tooth out.
Would you rather get every hair on your body plucked out one by one or every nail ripped out?
Everything I could get by. But if I lost my eyelashes and eyebrows and hair, I would look fucking a hot mess.
We'd still fuck you. Don't you worry about it for 1 second. Ball-headed green, we're doing this. I'm just saying. Let's get a little fucking chocolate poo-poo, and you and I, hey, this is doing this.
A little diarrhea.
Right. This is going down.
We've got ourselves a date.
That's right. Shiny dome and everything. Do. I'll pull the back of your neck. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
And the final question for today's round of Would You Rather. Shannon, would you rather put a toothpick in your big toe and kick the wall so the nail comes up? Or in your mouth and have someone pull it while you're biting down on it?
I would go with the toothpick underneath the toenail and kicking the wall.
I don't know if I can do that.
Why do my balls hurt right now with this fucking show today? My balls have never hurt on this show. Yeah, just leave my flip-floppy shit alone. I could go riding my motorcycle today in my Ugg boots and shit and pull my fake cap out.
Just give us an answer. Toothpick or nail file? Nail file?
Pick. Toothpick.
I'm doing toothpick.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Shannon, thank you so much for calling in today. It was fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That was really fun. Anytime.
Thanks for playing. You're a good sport.
Thanks,
better
Shannon.
Sport than me,
and
Shannon.
You guys are some deranged.
Thank you for the compliment.
But, all right, Shannon,
guys.
Thanks for calling
thanks
in.
Thanks for having me on.
Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Shannon, one-liner, everybody.
Yes, Shannon, one-liner.
From the show, Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Okay, but I want to see a picture.
I'll bring it up during the break. Thank We're going to take a break, and we will be back right after this, everybody.
Tired of living?
Yes.
Want to die?
That was awesome.
Well, here's a real good reason why.
It all begins about 12 o'clock when the
graveyard rock.
The graveyard
rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween as you rock and roll this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
Graveyard rock. Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a
party's over, boys. So close those coffin lids.
What the hell was that?
Jack D. With guacamoles in my martini. I like drinking, cause it's fun. I like drinking in the evening and drinking in the sun. You like drinking, I like drinking, cause it's fun. Shot a fireball, chase it down with Bud Light. Strawberry moonshine by bonfire. I can make this party, cause it's fun. I like drinking in the evening and drinking in the sun. You like drinking, grab you one. I like drinking, cause it's fun. I'll take it how they make it. On the beach or on the lake, fully clothed or butt naked. I like drinking, cause it's fun. In the evening and drinking again. Grab you one. I like drinking, cause it's fun.
He's
not
gonna like this.
No,
video.
He's gonna
love this
song.
You got it.
I saw it.
No, you were
out. Grab every single one of your friends and start a Mumford band. Take a Mumford stand. You don't need a drummer and you just stomp your feet and you clap your hands. I'd like to know, where is this mum? Limerick and Williamsburg, Brookland. So pull up your suspenders, chug another jug of wine. Tonight we're gonna party like it's 1899. We strum on our guitars so hard we break our strumming hands. We use a toaster filter when we post on Instagram. We used to be the house band for the Antiques Roadshow. Someone sound the trumpets now, let's do some haze and hoes. Hey! Depp's a fan. Thady plays flute, bare knuckle utes. Emmett plays the Jew's harp. Thaddeus the barkeep makes us cocktails in a flash. Joe scratches the Victrola like an old-timey DJ. Jill's on social media, she twitters from the stage. We've got too many members now, the stage is caving in. Can't tell where the audience ends and where the band begins. Hey, Mumford!
This song totally sucks.
Come over here if you want to get raped.
Hey girl, come here.
By a creepy wannabe tender.
this song in the Undertaker. Night that is when you trick ya. So overhyped is absurd. Makes me seem like a huge bird.
Because you are a huge bird.
And now it's time for stupid hashtags. Let's say my last name.
It's extremely lame.
Here's what they should say. I'm a douchebag. Everyone's dead cool. I'm going blind. That's my excuse when
I am accused of
molesting women.
Cause I'm a scumbag.
Who wrote this concept? Nothing happening makes any damn sense.
That's Kanye Bun.
Now let's watch the eye dance like a daddy owns pants.
I really want to
hey, hey, hey. Attempted funny
hey, hey, hey.
What rhymes with funny?
I'm out of stuff, idiot.
What the hell's wrong with this blonde girl? I'm finna stuff dog.
Could this be more wrong?
Hey, come here, girl. Big D.
If a guy has to say that, it means it's small and dizzy.
You just got your ass on.
Somebody please tell me, what the hell am I doing in this vid? I mean, went from rapping on tracks about the street to brushing white chicks' hair like a total creep. And what the hell's with Pharrell's outfit? He look like he from outer space in that silver shit. This video's whack and the song's overplayed. Come on, dude, stop hashtagging your name.
Oh, I'm preggo with your baby. You knocked me up anyway.
But the lines were blurred.
Hey, hey, hey. They totally weren't.
Hey, hey, hey.
You're just a bastard.
Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, that's enough, everyone! Free!
Who the hell is Hitchman?
I'm a hashtag cop. This hashtag abuse is against the law. I'm not kidding!
Someone turn that shit off!
I am warning you. Stop or I will shoot. Okay, that's it, dude!
Pharrell himself!
What the hell did I do?
You're under
road sex.
Put your hands.
Who the fuck is this dude?
This is utter preggers! Time to meet my fist jerk!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we're back here live on the 44th floor.
Bam!
And again, thanks for Shannon One-Liner for calling in.
She was a good sport, for
also
sure.
Also gave tickets away to Jody Lamberts, who will be going out to Bonnie Screams on Friday.
One of us.
So that'll be awesome.
I like that Shannon on her way out goes, you guys are seriously fucked up. Or I can't remember what she said.
Seriously twisted.
Seriously twisted, yes. The comedian slash podcaster. You know you're in good shape when the other comedians go, dude, you're a fucking mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
You really disturb me.
Yes. It's October.
Yeah. It's time for the Rockin' Comedy Show news. It's the news that matters to somebody, somewhere. Actually, it's not really news, and it really doesn't matter all that much, but we're gonna read it anyway. Because if you don't hear our news, it really won't affect your life all that much. But it's pretty darn entertaining. Here comes something that resembles...
Well, it's Thursday. Yesterday, no news. We didn't do the news yesterday, but I'm going to make up for it today.
All right. Well, we got to establish the over-under.
Well, that's true.
Derek, do you know
how many stories, just out of 10 stories, how many?
Eight. Wow. He's never fucking played before. Clearly has no idea. I'm going to put the... see, it always goes one way or the other. I'm going to go in light today. Because I'm going four.
Four?
Four is the over-under. So it has to be over four. So five and up is the winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yes, I'm the...
Listen here, it's time for the news from Florida. L'chaim, God damn it, you bastard.
Lake Worth, Florida.
Boom, one for one.
Well, the clue was right there that it was going to be Florida. Talking about Florida in the bit.
Yes.
A Lake Worth man,
I gotta fucking pay it.
Man was arrested after investigators said of child porn, including at least one video he was downloading at the time they knocked on his door Wednesday. It's not mine, officer. It's not mine. Kazmir Grilik, he's 54, admitted to investigators he had at least 200 pornographic videos on his computer, including child porn. Why do you download now? You don't need to download. It just streams.
Yeah. Correct.
Just go to the site, clear your cookies.
Spoken like a true bachelor, Mr.
Hex.
No shit, my tracks.
I don't want to see my walrus raping porn.
You don't
want to
see
porn.
German amputee stump fucking porn.
I don't want people to know I have Derek's walrus raping porn.
forget clearing my cookies. I like to go back.
All those pictures of Shannon have to live someplace, you know.
They're in the spank bank.
Yeah, the spank bank.
The suspect also said he'd been using a peer-to-peer network to access and download child porn for at least 3 years, according to the report. He was arrested at his Lake Worth home on Wednesday, but investigators had started investigating him back in July. Last month, an undercover investigator used peer-to-peer network to track two videos of child porn to an IP address that ultimately led Palm Beach County Sheriff deputies to him.
Kill him. Wrap it up. Kill his fucking ass.
Was that a picture of him?
Donate his van to fucking charity. Just cut a window in it if you wanted to do. Done.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really, you know.
Come on. Downloading it, really? You put that in your hard drive? Come on, man. Please.
If you think of it, pedophiles aren't really that bad. They do drive slow through school zones.
All out for some news. Flam, flam.
Two for two.
This is important cheat, man. You dig.
It's new. I like that one.
Brandon, Florida. A teen was hit by a car on a day that was supposed to be about pedestrian safety.
He was wearing a yellow vest. This story is going to a new level.
According to deputies, 15-year-old Andrew, 7 a.m. on Wednesday when he was hit by the accident happened on Walk to School Day. National Walk to School Day. Let's take advantage of that when the kids get home from school today. Reinforce the message to cross at those crosswalks. Stay on the sidewalks and don't dart out of there in front of traffic. And we'll tell the motorists, the drivers out there, to be mindful of those kids as well. National Walk to School Day is designed to help teachers about safety on the roads. More than 400 elementary school students walked to school with their parents and learned more about the importance of pedestrian safety.
You know, the problem
with that story is that it was at 7 a.m. Nobody caught that, right? 7 a.m.?
Yes.
You shouldn't be walking to school at 7 a.m. Do you realize that you have people that are coming home in Vegas?
The sad part of that story is from now on it's going to be known as Timmy's a Dipshit Day in Florida as opposed to National Walk Your Kid to School. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not Megan was a dumbass for getting in the van. It's a Megan law. You know what I mean? It's bullshit.
Yeah, who cares?
If Amber. You know, who the fuck is Amber? Yeah, I really don't give a shit about Amber.
Confucius say, only real news come from Florida.
Wait, no shit.
Confucius no say that. That's so stupid. Stupid.
Bag of marijuana. That the statement from Alicia Stone. She's 43. She told Stewart Police on September 26th as she walked home from her job at the Paper Moon Gentlemen's Club, according to a recently released arrest report. In the end, the officers didn't fall for the apparent feminine hygiene hijinks, plucking a bag of pot from Stone's bag. The case began about 10:30 p.m. An officer saw a woman, later identified as Stone, walking on the road in the Byforth Federal Highway. She said she was, and that she had prior arrests related to drugs, amongst other things.
I thought the officers plucked it from her badge. They're like, officers plucked it from her hiding spot. There was a string around it.
A string hanging down. Yeah.
Vroom, vroom. Are you starting that thing? No.
Poland got her started. The officer checked to see whether Stone had warrants before giving her a written warning for not using the sidewalk. The officer asked whether any drugs were in her bag. She said no. The officer asked to search her bag. Now, you know, if he's going to search the bag, you should just say yes.
No.
Mrs. Poon asked me why I wanted to search her bag. No drugs on her, based on her telling me that she had been arrested in the past for drugs. She opened her bag and the officer saw a plastic bag with suspected dubage.
Dubage. Dubage. Is that what it says?
It says that's dubage. It says dubage.
The writer's a hip. It's like a 15-year-old. It's writing out of junior high in Michigan.
Newspaper. So there you go.
Dubage. From her vajayjay.
She opened her bag and the officer saw a plastic bag with suspected dubage inside. Asked about the plastic bag, Stone said it was a tampon. The officer said it didn't look like a tampon. It doesn't smell. Doesn't taste like.
Oh, to keep lit. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, the fuse.
Yeah, she has skunk butt. Yes, fish butt.
Marijuana typically is green and smoked, while tampons typically are not green and are not smoked.
Thanks for clearing that up.
That makes the whole article the best article ever. That was actually written. In case you didn't know, a tampon is normally not green. And cannot be lit.
That is the quote. That's the one that you get on your website. The quote. Tampa Bay News Daily or whatever the fucking article is. Quote.
Wow.
Marijuana typically is green and smoked, while tampons typically are not green and are not smoked. Stone removed a tampon from the bag, and the officer again spotted the plastic bag, which contained a small amount of marijuana. So she was arrested on misdemeanor marijuana and drug paraphernalia charges.
Right, so I got a joke about that. So real hot summer day, right? The kid's dad comes to the window and goes, Johnny, come here. Johnny runs over to the window and he throws him a $10 bill and he goes, go down to the store, I'll get you. And all the back in it, all your friends run down to the side for Johnny to come out. And he comes out in a big bag. Hey, what's in the bag? And he pulls out a box of tampons. And they go, what'd you get that for? He goes, look on the back. It says you can go horseback riding, swimming, kayaking.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just following Twitter.
I swear to God. I look.
Here comes some news from Florida, the Sunshine State, where everything that happens there really matters.
Yes. How did I say
that? Not really. Nobody really cares what happens in Florida. So far away, kind of smells funny. Full of old people, you know.
Old.
Federal agents. I love Florida because it's, you know, a lot of old people, but then you read stories like this. Federal agents seized more than 280 kilograms of cocaine from a luxury yacht that docked on Sunday in downtown West Palm Beach. Those old people know.
Personal use. Personal use.
Yacht Captain Jonathan Kostenbatter, he's 34, and two other co-defendants were arrested after agents saw him removing multiple duffel bags from the secret spot at the Palm Harbor Marina, according to the criminal complaint. As the captain was loading the bags into his truck, agents approached and asked him if he had cleared customs after returning from his last port of call in the Bahamas. He said he had nothing in the bag. He replied, cocaine.
Blow.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he figured he was already caught.
Right. Getting him for perjury.
Lying to a police officer is not an added charge.
Agents then boarded the yacht and found more duffel bags of cocaine inside. Michelle Daniel, who was asked inside the yacht, was arrested. In all, agents found 11 bags containing about 282 bricks of cocaine.
Damn.
That's a shit ton.
Bricks, 2.2 keys.
The captain told authorities he got the cocaine in the Bahamas and was supposed to deliver it to someone else. And he won't be doing that. After the captain agreed to meet with Davis and delivered fake cocaine to him, the complaint said. So, I guess the captain got off and Stephen Davis went to jail.
Wow. Rat think bastard.
Snitch. Snitches end up in ditches.
Snitches end up with stitches.
That's right. With stitches and ditches, bitches.
And I would like to say that that is our final story from Florida.
Off. Toast the under.
So he said four.
These handicappers don't get this fucking name for numbers mean something, goddammit.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. First four, I'm like, I'm fucked. We're screwed.
Jay set me up, and it was my idea to play this fucking game.
Jay, do you mean the guy that sets the entire show up, set you up to do something on
did,
the show?
Did I say let's do over-under? You did, so you shut the fuck up.
You set up Twinkle Toes.
Hey, I do got to go.
Jake will make you slap somebody.
Not Derek or I. That's Irish and no.
Packwood, Washington. A Packwood woman was stung by a bee as she was getting into her SUV, and then while trying to get away from the bee, she... Police Sergeant Robert Sanza.
How many times you got in a car in your fucking life, dumbass?
Told the Chronicle. Her car continued down the street Sunday and hit a parked car. Good. The 56-year-old woman, Donna L. Rowe. I wouldn't want my name in the paper.
Ever. For something that retarded? Can you see the visual? How many times you got in a car, honey? Oh, normally you get in, put it out of park, into drive, then get back out, lay fucking down in front of it, and then let it run you over. And all the while going, oh, a bee!
a bee.
All your family's like, really?
It was in the paper. Problem is, all her family's like, you made the paper, honey? Send us a copy. We'll put it up over the fireplace. You're one of the cool kids now.
Asshole.
We'll put it up there with Billy's third grade bowling trophy, honey. You send one to your mama.
We're gonna laminate it.
That's right. You want a lanyard on that, honey?
Our final story: Tokies on Tuesday announced the bust of a citizens through newspaper advertisement.
Mow, chicka, mow, mow. Yeah,
old Japan porn.
Wow. You know the thing about Japanese porn? There's bush.
No, it's all fucking grayed out.
Yeah, they don't. If they have pubic hair on Asian porn, they pixelate it out because they consider that holy. So if they're unshaved, they won't blur it. But if there's pubic hair there, it's blurred.
Right.
I heard that whole kind of like this. Howard had somebody on one day. The guy wrote a book on how to get laid in Japan. He goes, he wasn't even a hound, and he had over 50 women in 3 years. And he goes, my buddy, who's a huge hound, was like at 200. And Howard goes, what are you talking about? Listen. If you just talk to a woman in Japan, she's fucking you. Because nobody talks to them. They're for making babies and cleaning up the goddamn house.
Wow.
And their husbands are working 18 hours a day. He goes, he had husbands buy him dinner, but take him, his wife, and me to dinner, buy him dinner, and then pay for the love hotel afterwards. Japan's a whole different culture when it comes to...
I'm there.
But he goes, bring a weed eater, because there's fucking hair everywhere. He goes, nobody know about no waxing, no trimming. He said he had a mother and a daughter, not together, but like one of them had such a good time. They said the other one, they don't fuck around, man.
So the guy they arrested, his name is Kaiohai Kordura. He's 70 years old, and... after 67 years of marriage, he's opened up this tea club where you can go and it's an online registration of sorts, because he has 1,000 men registered and 350 women.
Good numbers.
Yeah, the numbers don't even really pan out.
Wow. Very clearly. Ashley Madison, you know what I mean? Whatever.
So, and it's 42, he has made 42,000 yen each month.
Yeah, fucking's good. Usually good money. It's not the oldest profession in the world because there's no profit in it.
What was that, like $28 US?
Yeah.
Listen, when you can charge for it, give it away, and then still have something, you're going to turn a profit.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
So, PJ, you got anything coming up?
I do. I do indeed. Thanks for asking. First of all, you can find me at pjthecomic.com, pjthecomic on Twitter and Facebook. If you click like on my fan page, there's a link to my schedule, which changes all the time. But I was real fortunate yesterday. I got two shows out of the blue yesterday. I got to open for Louis Anderson.
How was that, by the way?
You know, it was fun. I had to work completely clean, yeah, and it was my first time I ever did it. I have a ton of respect for that guy. He's been in the business forever. He's super funny and crazy clean. So that was a little bit of a stretch for me. Clearly, I'm not a clean comic. if one-liner says I'm fucked up. So I did fine. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, the farther we do this, the longer we know. You should have a clean set. We should all have something clean because there's so much more money in it, man.
Correct.
Put on a suit and do 30 minutes completely clean, and you're going to get $5,000 for the show instead of $50.
Correct.
So I'm just trying to learn a little bit. And you know what? We all get there. You start writing clever, funny stuff, and it's not always dirty. So anyway, I think it went pretty well. I got invited back. Tomorrow night, I'm at the Clarion Hotel, which is right by the convention center in the old Debbie Reynolds showroom. It's a beautiful 400-person theater on the Kinto's Asian Invasion comedy show. That's at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And then next Thursday, I believe there's a brand-new show at the Freakin' Frog, which is right on Maryland Parkway, right across the street from which is a killer bar.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, my God. If you like beer or you like scotch... you need to come check out this place.
You've been to the Scotch Room upstairs.
I have, dude. That's and, so you know, awesome. Listen, I want to get a group of us together. And listen, maybe we'll do it through this show. Because if 10 of us will kick in $100, we can go taste
$1,000, $10,000 bottle or something like that?
Well, so here's the deal. The guy claims to have come up with a tasting method unlike anybody else. And because he has the largest selection of whiskey in the country, he has over 900 bottles of whiskey. You took a little test based on what you have and what you've drank and what you like. So everybody's testing is different. But for like $125 a person all in, we can have 10 different whiskeys, go smoke cigars, and spend 4 hours up there one night if we can get about 10 of us that want to kick in it. And if you're a whiskey guy, even if you're not, man, that's a chance to drink some stuff you'll never, ever, you'll never see, you'll never get your hands on it.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. So, anyways, Freaking Frog next Thursday. That's what we got coming up in the short term.
Cool.
You, Derek,
got anything? Don't really have anything this week.
Okay,
next,
that's great.
Back to PJ.
A lot of things going on in Vegas. I don't have anything going on this week. Next week, I'll be at the Tuscany doing the Joe Show Friday and Saturday next week. You can look it up. My schedule on DerekJStroman.com. If you hit me up, I'll get you some comps to that show. And
but you need to go to Derek Stroman's site. I send all of the folks that are looking to do comedy in Las Vegas to Derek's site because the open mics and the scene changes all the time. A bar opens, closes, there's shit changing, and Derek keeps his site updated. So if you want to do some time in Vegas, if you're a comic and you're traveling and you're hoping to come to Vegas and do some time, which is what I do when I travel, his website has all the shows.
Right, really
and if
good.
You come to the shows on his site and say, I'm a comic from somewhere else, they'll put you up.
Correct.
You will get stage time in Vegas if you go to the shows on Derek J. Stroman. Site.
That is correct. All you gotta do is mention that you got the show from my website, and everybody in Vegas that's running open mics will definitely put you up on that show for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And I keep it updated. Like he says, I keep it updated every day. I work on it every day to make sure it's updated, make sure the phone numbers, the contact numbers are there. And I got a local Las Vegas page for all feature shows also on Local Las Vegas. So that's what's going on with me.
Good deal.
Bam.
Yeah.
Tonight, you can come out to Bonnie Screams. Try to find me if you'd like.
You're on a tight schedule today, aren't you? We usually get to fuck around and lum around, but you got shit to do today, don't you?
Today, yeah. Tomorrow, we're out there doing the podcast at 7 o'clock.
How long does it take to get your makeup all over your big fucking noggin?
I don't, detail it out there because it's really dark.
Right.
I just have to get, the prominence of the eyes and
some highlights.
Yeah.
Nice. So how long? Answer the question, Mary.
It's about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Nancy.
Thank you. Susie.
And tomorrow we're out of Bonnie Screams again doing the podcast out there, so that'll be fun. We've got the Folkos out there. And
weather's perfect. Cold up there. Bring a coat because it feels like fall, folks. You want to get out of the desert?
It does, but they serve hot chocolate and peppermint schnapps.
That's delicious.
Awesome. It is.
It's one of my favorite drinks of all time.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a spicy little blend.
We've got the Folkos out there, and then we have another guest out there, magician Jason Bird. That's right. He was a mystery guest a couple weeks ago on the show. He's a magician. We found him on Facebook, named Jason Bird. Very funny.
Yes, and, but would he rather pee standing up or shit sitting down?
We did play Would You Rather when he was here, but he didn't get that question.
No, damn it. Okay.
Wow.
Just checking.
Wow.
And yes, we still have tickets to give away, so listen to the Rock and Comedy Show for The Asylum, for Fright Dome, and of course for Bonnie Screams. And Sunday night, set your DVRs. For the Spike Channel.
Can't wait for that.
For Bar Rescue, so you can see the underworld. You can see us on there complaining about not being served.
And listen, go support the arts in your town.
Yeah.
Go to a stand-up show. Tonight, go pay the cover to see a band. Go support the arts.
Tonight, the All-Togethers are down at the Velveteen Rabbit.
Who are awesome.
They're so good. They're downtown. And at Vamp tonight, three rock and comedy show bands all on the same bill. We've got the Roxy Gunn Project, we have Strange Mistress, and we have the Solid Sons, all starting at 9 o'clock. Free show. Go on out. Plenty to do this weekend.
Yep. And go.
Absolutely.
Yep. All a good time.
And
get your lazy ass off the couch.
And you can go see my buddy Mike Pace, who's headlining over at Sin City Comedy Planet.
You might even get laid if you take your girl someplace without a coupon, you fucking tight ass. Let's go.
Take girls to the haunted houses. That gets
them scared. That'll get you laid. They'll get you squeezed on. It's up to you to close the deal, dumbass, but there will be some physical contact.
Let the zombie set it up, you knock it
right
down.
Right. Listen, nobody cares that you're squeezing their ass when they're scared, so you can get a handful in the dark and, whatever happens later.
Comfort her afterwards.
Send us the pics to rockandcomedyshow.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter, Rock and Comedy, post it.
We'll take anything everything from the duck lips down. No, no real faces. We don't need any of that action. So duck lips down.
Big shout out to ZipFizz.com. That's fantastic for keeping us on. I think that was the first time you ever had a pre-mixed shot.
That is correct. It is awesome.
It's really good. They're very good if they're cold. Don't drink them warm, but they're very good. And also a big shout out to Hangover Joe's Get Up and Go Recovery Shot. After we did our Wicked Tango Tuesday show, we were feeling very good up here. The next morning, we had Hangover Joe's, and we were feeling even better.
There you go. That's good whiskey.
And, of course, big shout-out to Wicked Tango Whiskey Tequila.
That was awesome.
And, yeah, it's good. You had the you tried the Moonshine and the American Whiskey Light both, 87. Yes.
Awesome.
I like the Moonshine.
It's how much? What's the proof of the Moonshine?
42.
Oh, boo. Yeah. All right. Not boo. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
We learned how to make apple pie moonshine. Do you know about this phenomena?
No.
Take moonshine and make it actually something that you'll want to drink by throwing some cinnamon and some sugar and some... Oh, it's so good. But the lady that makes it here in Vegas has to go to Utah to buy Everclear because the highest proof we sell in Nevada is 151 and Everclear is 190 proof.
Wow.
So how about it? We got to go to Momo Land to buy good shiz to make in Vegas.
But it's good stuff, so I want to give a big shout-out to Wicked Tango. Follow them on Facebook, Wicked Tango, and check out their website.
Local Vegas company, which we love.
Very local.
We like locals. We like keep it local. And wherever you live, try to keep it local.
And we're going to be doing some stuff with them, so you're going to want to be a part of it.
Wicked Damn right, get on board.
And they do Wicked Wednesdays at the Michael Mina Bar in MGM every Wednesday from 3 to 6. So you're going to want to go out there for happy hour. So
nice.
That's what's going on. We're out. I'm going to leave us with a song that PJ's really going to enjoy. It's a parody of a very popular Halloween tune called Monster Mash. This one is called Monster Hash. And we'll be back.
I like it already.
Yeah.
I was working the lab late one night when I heard the gurgle of a water pipe. So I turned to see my monster in a cloud of smoke, who said, "This shit ain't bad. Here, have a toke.
We smoke some hash.
We smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It was his personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
We got completely trashed.
A monster hash.
We smoked some monster hash. As we parted in the castle with the living dead. Mouths were dry and eyes were red. The ghouls and goblins shrieked and screamed. Won't somebody please pass the Visine?
They smoked some hash.
They smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
From Frankie's personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
And they all were smashed.
A monster hash.
They smoked some monster hash.
Whoa.
The mummy was toking on a ball. Wolfman said, "Don't bogart that, pass it along." The swamp thing was toasted, rolling on the floor. Laughing hysterically and pleading for more.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking as the werewolves moved.
Whoa.
To the undead reggae band's dance hall grooves.
Whoa.
Meanwhile in the kitchen, Frankenstein baked
Whoa.
Some Alice B. Toklas brownies and cakes.
We ate some hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It had the graveyard smash.
We ate some hash.
And we all got trashed.
A monster hash.
We ate some monster hash. The party would have gone on till we all passed out. But just then we heard a blood-curdling shout. Watch out! Beware! Cover your necks! Dracula's got the munchies and he's totally wrecked.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian's trash. He smoked some monster hash.
Whoa.
Now every night the dead rise up from the grave.
Whoa.
To partake in a happening THC rave.
Whoa.
For you, the living, this hash was meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
And we'll all get trashed.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Monster hash.
Easy boy, save some for dad.